Parsha Chukas begins Vaydaber Adonai El Moshe V'El Aaron Lemor. Zos Chukas HaTorah Shertiv Adonai Lemor. Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Yikoelecha Por Adum HaTmim Asher Ein Bo Mum Asher Lo Alo El. Nusatim Osel Lo Zor Akom V'Yotzi Osel Lo Mechutz Amachem V'Shad Osel Lo Fonav V'Kach Zor Akom Yidam V'Atbo V'Yaz Nocho Pnei Al Moed Midubon Sher Opiyamim. So, a unique halach is being taught here. We already learned about Tumah before in Vayikra and in several parshios, but we never learned about the passing of a human being. And in order to remove the Tumah, which is aggressive and which is pervasive from a human being, there's a special ceremony known as a Paradumah. Paradumah is an all-red cow. There's not even two white hairs in the cow. And this cow has to be slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's an offering that's uniquely not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's burned with hyssop and with crimson a thread. And it's a whole process here. And then the ashes of this cow, which are burned completely, are mixed with water. A person sprinkles the water on somebody who's tamei. In other words, you have to still go tefillah in the mikvah, but it's not enough. You have to get sprinkled as well. And then after a week, you become pure. Now, this is known as a quintessential chok, the chok par excellence, that, first of all, tumah itself doesn't have a rational basis. And then this procedure to make somebody pure from the tumah doesn't seem to make any sense, because the one who's pure becomes impure, and the one who's impure becomes pure. All sorts of different things. So there's a story related about a particular non-Jew who had a stone that was necessary for the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and his father was sleeping on a bench, and in the bench it had this stone. So they offered him a particular amount of money. And then he said no, and he kept going up, 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 and he kept saying no, 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 no. And he was the only purveyor who had allegedly this type of stone. So the Chachamim went away, and then afterwards he came to them, and he said, here's the stone, and I'm willing to give it to you at the very first price you offered. It was more than enough, but my father was sleeping on the bench, and I didn't want to disrupt my father, so therefore, that's why I kept saying no, not because the price wasn't enough, but I didn't want to make money. I didn't want to disturb my father's sleep. And then you kept going up and up and up and up, and I didn't want to make a profit on the honor I was giving my father. So therefore, here's the stone at the very first price. So it says as a result, he was rewarded that he was given a paraduma, and that paraduma he got.
I think they paid its weight in gold.
They paid its weight in gold. It was some astronomical sum of money, but he received it as a result of not trying to make a profit on the honor that was due to his father. And again, a very esoteric story about a very esoteric ritual, but it is true nonetheless. We have to understand what, now that we've described what the ritual is and what the rewards of the ritual can be. Later during the week, further we'll talk a little bit more about what some think, some explain the whole idea of the paradigm.